PIF is stimulating new industry ecosystems, building opportunities and partnerships, and delivering long-term prosperity. That's the PIF effect. PIF, invested in better.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. Now, you know, Style, the Democrats are teaming up with gang members. And, you know, this is what Obama meant when he said he wanted a civilian army that was more powerful than the military. The gangs run Chicago. In Chicago, the gangs run. You know, especially we're looking like 4th of July weekend coming up, going to be a whole lot of killings, a whole lot of shootings because the gangs run Chicago. Los Angeles and more of the city officials now out there, they're encouraging the gangs to get together and fight against the government, okay? And here, of course, this nutcase there in New York, the Zoran Medeni, he's a big supporter of gangs, okay? And so that's really going to help New York a lot. Now, and then CNN says that the bunker busters, those big bunker busted, they CNN says they missed their target. They missed their target, and that some of the bombs were duds. Didn't even go off.
I mean, I think they should ask Iran about that.
Yeah, Iran has a different opinion of that,
right.
Huh? And so, I mean, I can't believe the stupidity of these people, right? I mean, just, they seem like just about the time you think it couldn't get any dumber, they prove you wrong, huh?
Listen, that has to be the most effective dud of all time, then.
Yeah. 130 Iranian criminals were arrested over the weekend. These are the guys that were out there. Remember when the Ayatollah says he's got his cells ready to activate anytime? And so the Democrats are heartbroken because a number of murderers, a number of rapists, a number of child molesters are being arrested. And these are the people that the Democrats want to keep in this country. They don't think we have enough murderers or rapists or child molesters. And so, and now they're looking and they're seeing here Trump is becoming even more popular, not just in the United States. And now he's forcing Europe to grow a spine. They're actually saying, you know what they're calling Trump at NATO?
What's that?
Daddy. They're calling him Daddy Trump. What do you think of that?
I think we're in the midst of a big geopolitical shift right now, and I don't think networks like CNN really know how to handle it.
Yeah. Anyhow, you'd be right about that. Watch. Walter Kurt reveals how $50 million. Now, we've been telling people for years and years on this radio program that there is well over 40 million immigrants in this country. And for years and years, even up to recently, you always heard those on the media, they used the number 11 million, and now all the way back in the 80s, when I had Pat Buchanan on this radio program, they were saying there was 11 million immigrants, and Buchanan was saying, no, there's more than that. And so since then, you have over 50 million immigrants. Not all of them were illegal. Some of them were actually legal immigrants, okay? But here, this Walter Kurt, founder of the Walter Kurt Dispatch, delivers a blunt message that every American needs to hear. He says that he shows how that the federal government is not only moving tens of thousands of migrants into small towns like Springfield, Ohio, where 30,000 Haitians were placed into a city of 60,000, but has also legally admitted over 50 million immigrants in recent decades through the green card system. Well, that's not any big news. We've talked about that for years and years. Schools are overwhelmed, jobs are redirected to foreign workers, and local leaders are pressured with federal money to stay quiet. Kurt walks down that. All of that happened through the Obama and the Biden regimes, that's stopping. And he goes on to say, through the numbers and the methods, the long-term consequences all backed by first-hand experience. Well, all of this, what he's saying, is true, but it's nothing. It's nothing new. We all knew about that. We've been talking about that for years, huh? Okay. We mentioned some of this yesterday. A minister identified as being part of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America has publicly rebuked the Bible's call to share the good news with others. In fact, this pastor promotes the idea there are people who are perfectly happy in their faith who don't need to be converting to Christianity. What kind, you know, why would you call yourself a Christian pastor and say something like that, right?
I don't think you can, really.
No. Here, she goes on to say, the pastor identified as being the ECLA openly rejects the Great Commission. We who are kind of progressive church, she calls herself progressive church circles, don't tend to be real excited about the idea of running out and telling other people to change because of Jesus. She said, she really don't like this Jesus fellow, right?
Kind of seems pretty anti-Christian, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, this is what, I've known a number in United Church of the Antichrist, and that you'll find out that these women, many of these women, first of all, women are not to be ordained ministers. They're not to pastor churches. The Bible speaks very clearly, okay? You know, we have an absolute and standards we hold to the Word of God without compromise. But I noticed that a lot of these women, the so-called women pastors now, are literally witches, okay? And so, goes on, this refutes the basic teachings of the Bible, often stated and repeated by Jesus himself, that no one reaches the Father or heaven without going through him. But she said it's not necessary. You don't need Jesus to be a Christian. How smart is that?
I want to know the logic on how that works. Where does she think the name Christian derives from?
Well, in fact, according to the Bible's Great Commission, considered by many to be a primary teaching of the Bible, well, I would hope so. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. So, not to be noted. I mean, it's one thing to get the finer points of Christianity wrong. It's another thing to do what this woman does and get the entire religion completely wrong. Boy, that couldn't be more right than that. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think any logical person, again, keyword being logic, right? I don't think any logical person could look at this and go, how do you have Christianity without the Bible, right?
Yeah, well, how do you have Christianity without Christ?
Right.
Okay, here you go. You need to hear what Dr. Naomi Wolf, oh, I'm having a picture of her. That's an old picture, okay. She did what I did on those DVDs. I used an old picture, right? In this interview, she says that our clear evidence from Pfizer documents showing that the COVID vaccines are harming fertility, wrecking reproductive health, putting women and babies at serious risk, and Pfizer knew this, pushed the shots anyway, and brought a company to profit off the damage by selling Myfembree, a drug meant to treat the very problems they caused. The U.S. government is complicit. They ignored the deaths, ignored the data, and are still promoting the injection in pregnant women. Meanwhile, Pfizer handed key technology to China. And if you think this is about public health, think again. Naomi's new book, The Pfizer Papers, is a must-read. Well, all of what we just read, we've known about this for a very long time. We talked about this years ago. We exposed all of that out there. State plans a stunning addition to Trump's border security, Alligator Alcatraz. Leftist Marxist activists for legal immigration into America and even gangs have objected to President Donald Trump's agenda to secure America's borders and deport illegal alien criminals. But his plans came after Joe Biden essentially unlocked the doors, opened the borders, and let millions and millions of illegal aliens come in to take jobs. Not only did he let them, he actually flew them in. Obama flew them in the middle of the night. Gangs that from other countries that opened their prisons, and he sent murderers, and he sent child molesters, a rapist here. And a lot of people say, well, Joe wasn't in charge. He really didn't know what was going on. You know, they had the auto pin. And now you see that there were three different auto pins. Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw that report earlier today.
And so now they're saying that these people were saying, well, Joe, he wasn't losing it. We didn't see any evidence of his mental instability. Oh, my gosh. And that's why even when he was in the White House, they used the auto pen. He didn't sign things while he was there. So do you think possibly he didn't even know what was being signed?
I think that's a very, very safe assumption. And I know we've discussed this briefly before, but it's basic criminal. It's criminal. It's criminal at every level. And even if you sit here and argue, well, what if he signed over power of attorney or he gave the approval for them? Doesn't matter. That's not constitutional. We have a line of power and a chain of command for that very reason if a president is unable to do his duty.
Yeah, that would have given it to Kamala. Do you think maybe Kamala who had access to the auto pen?
I think the more interesting point is they have these at least right now, three names attached to this auto pen, right? And it's interesting to me that we saw the Democratic Party didn't have the full backing of Kamala Harris, or I should say Kamala Harris didn't have the backing of the Democratic Party in this last election. They didn't even have the confidence in her as a vice president to be that second in command, that they had to do something like this.
Well, Pocahontas was one of them that had access to that auto pen. And Jill Biden was another that had access to the auto pen. And then one of his staffers was another that had access to the auto pen. So we know of at least three people that had access to the auto pen.
And I'll throw this out there, too, just because I know it's been thrown around for years at this point now. But if anybody, Jill Biden needs to be locked up for elder abuse because a quote-unquote doctor, right, and they're going to parade around and act like they didn't know about Joe Biden's mental state until after he was out of the White House.
We all knew, but they didn't know, huh?
That's the story.
Alrighty, here. Rhinos are the real threat. This is from the World News Daily staff. Mike Howell to the rhinos, get out of the way or America falls. This is a national emergency. If we don't act now, America, as we know it, is gone. Mike Howell, president of the Oversight Project, joins Elizabeth Farah for a blistering conversation that pulls no punches. Mass deportation isn't extreme. It's essential to stop the collapse of our national identity, security, and economy. I guess tomorrow they're supposed to start the hearings on that big, beautiful bill. And he goes on, foreign consultants are operating like enemy outposts. Visa fraud is unchecked. And spineless Republicans are standing in the way of real reform. You know, the rhinos, boy, I'm going to tell you, They're lucky that I'm not the king. If I were, you know, I hate treason. And as far as I'm concerned, that's what rhinos are. They're treasonous. The Oversight Project is one of the only groups demanding results, not excuses. So there you go. So he's giving a warning to the rhinos to get out of the way and quit trying to stop things, quit trying to interfere with Trump. And they've always been that way. And now they're starting to hear this in the Senate. I believe, here for the 2026 election, that in the Senate, I think you have, there's a very large number of senators. I think over 30 senators are up for Senate seats are open, and I think the majority of those seats are Republican.
33 seats in total, I believe.
33, yeah. And the majority of those are Republican, I believe. And so here,
I think I want to say maybe 20 of them are Republican out of the 33.
Yeah. The Democrats are thinking this is an idea, and now they've got some that are switching, some rhinos that are talking about switching to coming over to becoming Democrats. And, of course, you know, that one you have from Alaska, Clara Mikulski or whatever, she's one. All right. One of the things I wanted to get to, this is, their investigation confirms hospital's failure, not pro-life law, led to misdiagnosis. They're always going to be, the pro-death people will come up with every kind of an excuse to try to blame pro-life legislation for the deaths of the mother or whatever. Okay. Following an inquiry to the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, found that a Texas hospital violated the law when it failed to properly treat a woman who was experiencing ectopic pregnancy. Through the media has blamed Texas pro-life law for the lack of care provided. The CMS report confirms that the hospital failed to follow protocol, leading to a misdiagnosis and failure to provide appropriate care for the patient. I believe that what they call that ectopic pregnancy is like one in a million or whatever. It's very, very rare. Failure to follow hospital protocol. CMS investigated a case of Clyde Thurman, a woman who blamed Texas pro-life law for delayed treatment of the ectopic pregnancy, and found that multiple instances of failure to follow hospital protocol were actually the cause. So, all right, it's kind of a lengthy article, but it pretty much comes back to saying the same thing over and over. So, you know what? Let's open the phone lines. Phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Judge demands censorship complex created by Obama stay. Really? We've got to get rid of these rogue judges. They need to go to jail. Not sure exactly where the Constitution has confirmed governmental freedom to censor, but that's apparently what a federal judge has discovered in order to rule that the organization formerly named the Global Engagement Center and assigned to censor Americans must stay alive. It's another one of these rogue judges. It is the federalist confirming that while the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced the Center for Foreign Information Manipulation and Interference Hub, formerly known as the GEC, was dead. A judge said otherwise. It is Susan Elston, a far-left leftist of San Francisco, who has through the miraculous powers of an activist judge, has said no, the report said. The organization, see, this is what Obama did. Remember, for 8 years, every time he appointed a new judge, I said, do you see what he's doing here? These people, did you vet these people? They're communists. We're talking about these are all anti-American, ACLU type that Obama put in there, okay? And Obama was a communist to the bone. The report described the GEC, or the what they call RFEMA, under the new name as the creepy censorship arm with the Department of State that curtails free speech. The focal point of the argument, the report said, was whether the president has the authority to recognize the federal workplace and trim excess employees, or if only unelected local judges have the authority to for the entire nation. And again, they're not staying in their lane, are they? Okay, who do we have?
We have Vera in New York.
Let's go to New York with Vera. Hey, Vera, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm okay. I was listening to you talk about the primary, Democratic Party primary yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was only 22% of the people came out to vote, and it was most of those millennials, the Gen Z or whatever they call them. So this was only for Democrats.
So yeah, I know.
I expected this man to win because what you've been saying, and you know what quite a few people have been saying whose eyes is open, that the Democratic Party is a communist party. That's what it has become. So that just proved what you've been saying.
Well, they're a radical arm. Now, Cuomo,
yeah.
You know, was in that. He got beat down. Now, he said he's going to run probably now as an independent.
He didn't make up right now what they're doing right now. Well, he barely ran a campaign. I don't know why he was out there in the first place. But anyway, he don't know what he's going to do right now. He's deciding whether he's going to run. But I didn't vote in the primary because I cannot vote. I always vote in the general election. But the candidates that's running, there's one Republican running in November. That's Curtis Sliva. And then there's Adams. And then Cuomo don't know what he's going to do. And there's some other person, you know, some no-name that's running, you know, in November. So now, hopefully, the Jewish, there's a large Jewish population in New York. If they don't come out in November and vote, this man is an anti-Semite. He let everybody know that's what he's all about. I mean, he's a communist, you know, whatever. But that's kind of like what happened. So it was only a small percentage come out. But if you listen to the media, you know, it's kind of like 80% of the people came out to vote. No, it was 22%. So I just wanted to let you know that that's pretty much what happened, you know, yesterday.
Well, we'll see what happens if. You know, this guy, I read what he wanted out there.
Mm-hmm.
This guy wants to fund the gangs. He wants to get free housing to illegal immigrants. He wants to turn all of the grocery stores, he wants to put it into all the grocery stores under the government. This guy is, and he wants to legalize prostitution.
Yes, and so, you do, and get rid of the police, all these things. But these are the people who's out there protesting all the time. They are the ones who voted for him.
I know.
The ones who's out there ain't got no job. They want all the free stuff. Those are pretty much the ones who came out to vote. and who know how many illegals voted. But that's kind of, you know, that's not, people have to make a choice in November. You know, the people whose eyes are open, I mean, the people who sleep. If they didn't wake up by now, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, if they don't see what's happening right now, that it's a communist party, and if they don't wake up, if the Jewish people don't come out in droves, you know, and vote, either vote for Adams or vote for the Republican or somebody, I would not be voting for Adams. I won't be voting for Curtis because they're baby killers. I can't go against my principles. You know.
You say, wait a minute, Curtis is a baby killer?
Well, voice.
Pardon?
Yeah, they support abortions. They support same-sex marriage.
Those Curtis does too?
Curtis Sleeper.
Yeah, no kidding. I didn't realize
no
that.
Kidding. I didn't know it when he ran before, when I voted for him when he ran before, but I didn't know it because, see, when you try to find out their records, a lot of stuff they don't tell you. And I found out, you know, about the same thing with Lisa. I found that out from Pastor John when he was on your show. I didn't know that. They hide their records. But Curtis is pro-choice. What is it? Pro-life, pro-choice. You know, he's
pro-life or pro-death. You're either pro-life or you're pro-death. Pro-death. Yeah.
That's why I call them baby killers.
Yeah.
And so is Adams. And so is Cuomo. So all three of them, you know, and I cannot go against my principles, and they support same-sex marriage. I can't vote for them.
Well, you're going to have, because, boy, you know, New York is going the way of Chicago and San Francisco.
Yes, that's exactly what the plan is. That's what their plan is. And if people can't see through it, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm a Christian. I know God. My faith is in God, you know, not in any party. So that's why I cannot go against my principles, you know, in the general election. So
anyway,
I just wanted to give you an update of some of the stuff that's, you know, that's going on that you won't hear on the news or anywhere. But, you know, I kind of keep up with what's going on in the city and, you know, everywhere because, you know, I'm political.
Okay? Well, I'm sure glad you did. Thank you so much, Zora. All righty. Thank you. Yeah, who do we have next?
We've got Cliff.
Clifford, who would have ever thought? Hey, Clifford.
Yeah, hi. Just want to talk about the Wendy thing, but when you were talking about the woman that insisted on an abortion, it's interesting the conditioning she sounded like. She sounded, never once did adoption come up, you know.
No, and this was the thing. It was so cold. She had a career and... you know, that she didn't want to have to be bothered, burdened with a child. You know, I'm going to tell you, like I said, and then she got very upset because I wouldn't talk to her. You know, we'd have different events we'd be at, and I refused. I told her I wouldn't talk to her. So then when her sister and brother-in-law came over and said, you know, when are you going to... You got to forgive her. You know that you're supposed to do that. You're a Christian. That's what I said, really? That's when I asked him, who did she sin against, me or God? Well, she sinned against God. When did she repent of that? Has she ever said that she was sorry for what she did? No.
Yeah, well, then, I think even in the messages to the seven churches in the book of Revelations, the people that hated what the Lord hated, that was considered good in the message.
Yeah.
You know, one thing you have in your favor, you hated this, so. But also on Wendy, it was interesting about the dulling of the thirst mechanism from caffeine in relation to this heat wave. There's a book called Hijacking the Brain. It's by a woman that works with NFL players that have post-career brain damage, various degrees. But she talks in that book. It's available in audio about the thirst mechanism being off from brain damage and or as you get older, your thirst mechanism can be compromised where you could be dehydrated and not know it as much until after the fact. So you're thirsty after you've gotten dehydrated. So that's kind of dangerous to have a dulling of the thirst mechanism. And the other thing, I had read this book, The Caffeine Blues, going back, and there was just one page on this, but chocolate has a cousin to caffeine called theobromine, And if you look at some of the articles on theobromine, that's what will kill, say, a dog. If a dog eats a couple of chocolate bars, it could kill the dog. And what happens is this theobromine stays in their system like 24 hours, where humans will just go through in a couple of hours. But as people get older, it doesn't go through their system as fast. And they cite how people have gone to the emergency room that are older from this theobromine and chocolate. So that's another thing to be aware of, I think.
Are you telling me I'm too old to eat chocolate?
I'm saying anybody, you know, anybody, any age. I would be a little bit cautious about the theobromine.
Well, I hear you. Yeah, so, listen, why don't you run for mayor of New York?
you know, that does sound crazy, that of all the potential people, how does a guy like this is almost like absurdist? You know, it's almost like mocking the general public. It's like you're coming up with cartoon-like characters.
No, you know? Pro-lifers at all. No, what does that say for when you can't get a one pro-life person to run for mayor in New York? What does that say for the city, for the integrity of the city, for the morality of the city? It's not a very good.
Well, it's not just abortion. They're also, I think they had the bill, I'm not sure if Kathy Hochul signed it, for the where they'll euthanize people that supposedly get a certain diagnosis, but you know that they're not going to hold to that either. You know that's just going to be used to, like in Canada, they gave an example, some girl, a boyfriend broke up with her, and she got a B instead of an A in one of her courses in college, and they did euthanize her on her own request. So obviously the girl had mental problems. Instead of trying to help her, they, you know, so it's also euthanasia in New York that's being routed into the system. Which, well, tells you that the medical community are a bunch of psychopaths in many cases. It's unbelievable how people can go to medical school and focus on studying to that extent and arrive at basically like the Nazi Germans. You know,
Scripture says that all of those that hate God love death. All of those that hate God, they love death. And boy, if that's not true, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. So widespread. If you look at Psalm 12, it talks about the wicked on every side. And that seems to be what happens now. I think that they're just all over the place, these death merchants. What do you think of verse 8 in Psalm 12?
Psalm 12, well, let me get over there and take a look at that, okay? Psalm 12, verse 8. Well, I was looking at Psalms, but it was 112, so I better go back.
Psalm 12.
Yeah, let me get to Psalm 12. Verse 8. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Well, that's self-explanatory. I mean, you've seen how the vilest men that we have out there, Anthony Fauci, how they exalted him, they lifted him up. He was about as vile as vile gets. What about Barack Obama? And, I mean, here, a vile man, all of these people promote everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin. Joe Biden was into pedophilia, okay? you know, hear whatever the Word of God calls an abominable thing, they embrace it. And so, yeah, remember, they actually worshipped Obama. Obama demanded some worship, and they worshipped him. And so here you have the vilest men. I just saw the other day, it was on the Money Channel, the PMSNBC Money, and they were exalting George Soros. George Soros, who was one of the most wicked men that ever lived, and they were exalting him. So, yeah, that verse couldn't be any more true than it is, could it be?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what you're saying. But it's not only George Soros, but it's the people on every side, too. So it's, but that's a sign, I guess, when they exalt people like George Soros and Fauci, that the wicked are on every side.
Well, that's
all over the place.
Yeah, well, that's a sign of the end times. That's a sign that of the soon appearing of the Lord, you know, like he tells you in 2 Timothy chapter 3, where it refers to the last days. Doesn't say in later days or end times. It says the last days. Then he gives you a litany of the characteristics and the attributes of the people in those days, and that's exactly what you have, what you just said, the exalting of the wicked, you know.
I mean, even in a practical sense, you know how much the media, they said Anthony Fauci, the nation's top expert? I mean, the guy went to school, medical school, in the 60s, never actually treated a patient, and that's something where you can never tell who the top expert and experts in those fields are. A guy like Peter McCullough, had 700 peer review articles. He has the most of anybody, but he's not the top guy, you know, because what he says is disagreeable to Big Pharma.
Well, Anthony Fauci was involved in experimenting on children, children that were homeless children.
Yeah.
And then what he did, he virtually tortured beagle puppies, cut their vocal cords so they couldn't whine, and watched them being eaten by sand fleas to see, they're running these tests. These are wicked, wicked people. I mean, extremely wicked people out there. And the scripture says God is angry with the wicked every day. And so today...
Well, it says in Ezekiel chapter 30 that the Lord gave the Egyptians daily distresses. And it's in the earlier part of Isaiah, it might be chapter 5, it says it speaks of the Lord giving the wicked days of trouble. So that could be a good prayer for these for these people, that give them daily distresses and days of trouble, among the other various prayers for them. But, the next station over, there's this guy on Tuesday, and he was saying it's either us or them when it comes to these depopulation people. And his suggestion was to loose the hornets that it talks about in the book of Joshua and Deuteronomy chapter 7. He says when it comes, so he kind of agrees with your idea of the imprecatory prayer.
Absolutely. Here I've got an article right now. Sotomayor expresses sadness that kids are protected now from chemical castrations. She's sad that they're protected. Justice Sotomayor shared her sadness Wednesday that children would no longer be able to access experimental and irreversible transgender procedures. The Supreme Court upheld Tennessee's law banning child sex change procedures in a 6-3 decision. By retreating from meaningful judicial review exactly where it matters most, the court abandons transgender children and their families to political whims, Sotomayor. You know, here she's talking about mutilating these children. It's, you know, God doesn't make mistakes. And boys are boys, girls are girls. And you're born that way, that's God's intention. These people, again, you know, they call good evil and evil good. Everything that they do is upside down, inside out, backwards. Here, you've got this Ketanji on the court, someone who doesn't know what a woman is. I mean, think about this here. Now, we're living in a day today where they teach that men can get pregnant, okay? And they teach that nobody knows what a woman is. Even the that they're going to quit putting the genders, male or female, in birth certificates.
I think they do know that. I think it's part of a strategy. It's chaos theory. They're just inducing chaos to rout people into that. They know that this just men and female like Tampon Tim. They know that, but it's a tactic to create confusion so they can route the people into it. So Sonia Mayer and that other woman, Jackson, they know that it's only male and female, but they're just part of the system. Again, they're being exalted. How do people like that get on the Supreme Court? That's exalting the wicked. And they know that there's just men and women, but they're doing that to further stir the pot of confusion for these kids so they can basically route them into something that they're making a lot of money off. When they cut off a teenage girl's breast, for that they get $40,000 per breast, you know, according to an article on LifeSite News from Vanderbilt University. And so they know that. They're just trying to make money off this, and they're trying. These kids are going to die by the time they're 30 from that treatment, from the various side effects from that.
Well, a lot of them commit suicide.
Yeah.
They, when they realize what they've done, they've got a high rate of suicide. Once they realize that, you know, hey, guess what? I've been conned. So many of these young girls immediately, they've changed their mind. Now they want to go back, and then they find out it can't be undone. You know, they're told that it can be reversed, but then when time comes, they say, well, we're sorry, but we were wrong. Can't be reversed.
Yeah, and imagine just losing one finger or one toe, how traumatic that is, you know, how you need that. But there's also people like the wicked on every side. This psychiatrist, that's all they do is give the go-ahead for these people to go ahead with transgender surgery. They're just there to, and they're making a lot of money doing it. So there's like a support staff for this as well. So it is pretty horrific. And then you got news stories. You've got people in the news that say, "Oh, it's dire that they can't get their transgender care." You know, so the media is in on it too.
You bet they are. Anything that's evil, you'll have NBC, ABC, and CBS involved, and CNN, all of them. If it's anything that's evil, anything that's Antichrist, they're going to be involved in. So,
yeah.
All right, my friend.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, because
have a good...
anybody, I'm saying, just look that up and do some reading on the theobromine. You know, I'm not saying give up chocolate, but you know, you might want to be aware of that in the heat, too, you know, about this theobromine.
I hear you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks.
Well, thanks for calling. All right. Do we have anybody else there before I start giving an invitation? Okay. Well, we're at that time that we come to every night at this time. where we come to the most important part. But, you know, again, this country, like he was talking about, everything that is happening out there today, none of this is a surprise to God. And the wickedness that we have here, I have an article, Window to the Womb, and there's another article here. Late-term abortionists with troubled history of dehumanizing preborn children. This is a wicked, wicked, wicked woman, okay? A late-term abortionist once accused of blatant infanticide has written a book about her experiences, arguing in a promotional interview that late-term abortion is acceptable and preborn children are really not people. This woman is going to burn in hell. I mean, she's in for an extremely rude awakening. And it says late-term abortionist Shelley Sella acknowledged that babies in the third trimester are not mere clumps of cells, but are only babies once that they're born. How dumb is that? How dumb is that, okay? You know, there are those out there that say that, well, they're not alive until they take their first breath. Well, if they're not alive, why do you have to kill them, right? Let me ask you this, Style. You'll know this. Can you kill anyone that's not alive?
I don't believe so.
No, you can't do that. Sella firmly argued that people focus too much on the baby and his or her viability during abortions. What an idiot to make such a statement like that. And so I'm going to get into this, most of this later. But anyhow, again, the scripture talks about in the end times how the righteous will be more righteous, the wicked will be becoming more wicked. And that's the way we see. We see this great divide here getting clearer and clearer every day in a country. And so, again, that means we're getting closer and closer to the Lord's return. But the bottom line is, in here now, because people are, Jesus said, when I return, will I find any faith? Again, fewer and fewer people are turning to the Lord. Fewer and fewer are turning to the Lord. What did Jesus say? He said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. And it's, now it's getting down, getting to that point where, again, a very, very few select people today are saved. The vast majority of them that have a profession of faith don't have a possession of faith. They don't. You see the people that are turning out the large, these mega churches, especially like for Joe Osteen, you know, here, these people aren't saved. They're not saved. You talk about they're coming because they're playing off their own greed. They're being, and they're not looking to serve God. They're looking to be served by God, okay? Served of God, okay? They're biblically illiterate. Why are they biblically illiterate, okay? Well, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because they've what? They've rejected the knowledge. They've rejected the knowledge. And today you have so many people out there that are doing exactly that. I know what I want to believe. I know what I want to believe. And what you're saying is not what I want to believe. How stupid is that? Now, folks, here, bottom line is this, as we come to this, you know, every night, the most important part of the program, if you don't remember anything we talked about, if you just remember the last part where we talk about repentance, there are many absolutes in the Bible. The Bible is the greatest source of knowledge and wisdom. It is the greatest source of authority. It is the ultimate source of authority is the Word of God. And it makes it very clear. And like we're telling you, you're dealing with reality. The vast majority of people out there are clueless. They don't have a clue. They're all going to die. And many of them are in for an extremely rude awakening. A lot of them say they've been taught there was no hell. We don't really believe there is a hell. Well, until they arrive. Well, here's the bottom line. Jesus said this, that in order to get to the Father, to get to heaven, you have to go through him. And he tells you how to do that. He tells you very clearly how to do that. He tells you that you have to call, you have to pray to the Father. This is, again, a very simple, God's simple plan of salvation. That, first of all, you have to acknowledge that you're a sinner. But only sinners can be saved, right, folks? You have to acknowledge that you are a sinner. Many of you out there driving in your cars, you're listening to me. Some of you have heard this many times. Others are hearing it for the first time tonight. But you have to acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner. And then Jesus says, pray to the Father and ask for forgiveness of your sins. Now, if you do that, if you're sincere, and I want you to think about it, you want to be sincere? Let me tell you, if you have no idea about how good heaven is, you better really realize how horrible hell is. Hell's forever. And if you pray to the Father and realize that you're going to end up there, you're going to end up there unless God forgives you of your sin. And he'll do that if you sincerely pray and ask for forgiveness. And then he tells you to call upon the name of Jesus, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations at all. You got to be first. If you'll do that, then you will become a new creature. If you'll do that, you will become a born-again believer. You will become an heir of the kingdom, just exactly the way God's Word, the Bible, says it would be, okay? And if you do that, you'll be on the road to eternity, to eternal life. If you'll do that, you will receive someday a glorified body, a body that will no longer suffer pain, coldness, or heat, a body that will no longer suffer hunger, okay, or disease, a body that will, again, that can never die. Yeah, God can do all of that. You say, well, boy, that's kind of hard. Yeah, God can do all of that. Remember, he's the one who created the entire universe. So do that. Don't say, well, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Do it tonight. You might not have it tomorrow. And we're out of time for tonight, just like this. So we're just going to say, thanks for being here. Good night. God bless. And then I want to say, always, always keep fighting the fight. The fight. 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 Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.